And welcome back to the Coach's Show here on Extreme Country, as we are now talking with Coach Post of the Martin County area Magic Gymnastics team. Coach, how are we doing today?
Hey, I am great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So we had a tremendous season for you. I've heard nothing but good things about the gymnastics team this year. And I understand that maybe I think a few records were made as well.
Yeah, we had such an incredible season. Definitely exceeded my expectations. The girls like to tease me. So my goal for the team as a team score was 130. We lost a really good gymnast over the season. So I was just hoping that 130 as a team score was going to be our achievement for the year. And they absolutely blew it out of the water. They ended up with a team high score of 138.125, which we haven't hit a 138 in at least 4 or 5 years. They also scored a 137 multiple times. So, yeah, they just totally killed it this season, but they've been working so hard, and they work really well together, which is fun to see in the gym.
So for those who don't know exactly how the whole scoring system works, how do you build a team score of 138?
You have 4 events in gymnastics: vault, bars, beam, and floor. So for varsity, we have 5 gymnasts compete at a time, and then we take the top 4 scores on each event, and that compiles into the team score.
So is it like you add it all up and average everything out, or how does that work?
Yeah, usually there's 2 judges per event, so then you'll take the average of those 2 scores. The judges have to be within a certain amount of scoring, so it is pretty calculated and very intricate. I know that most people don't know about it, so I'm happy to explain it.
Yeah, go ahead. Explain everything, how it's all done. I know, isn't it something that has to do with dismount? Is big points there? Something to do with form? And I guess just like what, overall general flexibility, is that how that all works?
Yeah, unfortunately, gymnastics is the one sport where you are basically chasing perfection that is not achievable unless you go to college where they have those perfect 10s. But in high school gymnastics, it is few and far between. But yeah, they are really pushing form, heights in their jumps and their dismounts, landing those clean. So not taking any steps or landing with your chest down low to the ground. There's just so many different variables that the judges take as deductions. So as a gymnast, you really need the brain for it, we call it. You really have to notice if you are landing with your chest down and how to fix that, how to land softly so you can absorb those landings. There's just so much that goes into it. We could talk for hours on it.
There is some good news to be had for you guys, as Ellie Perkins came back from an injury towards the ending of the season. And it's always a good thing to know that everybody makes a full recovery. Everybody comes back from an injury, and it's a nice uplifting morale moment, I guess you could say.
Yeah, so Ellie Perkins was our one gymnast, thankfully, this season with a minor injury. She was working towards twisting on the floor, which is an event requirement. And in one of the drills, she landed funny, twitched her elbow a little bit, had to have some time off. But then towards the end of the season, we threw her in and she competed some varsity events, which was really great to see. I'm just really proud of how quick she snapped back. She's a very strong and determined gymnast, so that definitely helped her.
And I believe we also had a few girls go to state as well.
Yeah, actually, we only had one, Lily Schultz. She goes to Martin County West. She competed bars and beam at state gymnastics. I believe she placed 28th and 34th on those 2 events, which sounds crazy, but she's also a freshman going up against juniors and seniors who have made to these state events. So we were incredibly proud of her. She handled herself so well, and I know she'll be going in the future, so stay tuned for that.
Let's talk about a few other things that the team has done this year. What are some good positive achievements that maybe went on with a few of the other girls that happened during the year?
Absolutely. I just have to say, we have some amazing captains. Definitely their ability to bring the team up and keep them positive and cheering on our team, they have made such a difference in the atmosphere of the gym this year. Our captains, Ava Tate from Martin County West, Nola Thedens from Fairmont, and then Adriana Knafla from Fairmont. And between those 3, they just have such good leadership skills. I could rave about them all day. I truly am appreciative of all they have done. And it just really shows how successful our team could be because of them. So I'm just really proud of them.
So looking at the beginning of the season this year and then kind of looking at the ending of the season, what kind of things did you like the most about how maybe the girls grew more confident when they were doing a routine on the bars, or maybe just some skill sets that you think they might have learned throughout the whole season this year?
Yeah, I don't know that we really grew in skills that were super impactful, but I do believe that we worked really hard on cleaning up our routines so that we could maximize our scoring that way. Of course, you know, we've got a couple more girls twisting on the floor, which always bumps up things, but some big skills. Our bars have always been the lowest scoring event, and that's pretty typical when you look at high school gymnastics. Bars is just a very difficult event to score well on because it takes a lot of strength and flexibility and power, really. And so just cleaning up those bar skills, yeah, really helped us. I know vault is probably one of our more powerful events. So looking in the future, I'm hoping to get a couple more sukers. Lily Schultz sukes, which is, for those who don't know, you run and hit the vault table, and then you basically do a backflip off of your hands and then land on the mat, which is a really cool vault to see. So I have a couple girls working on those. We're hoping to get them for next year.
What are some of the goals that you'd like to have kind of in your back pocket saying, okay, if we've achieved all these great milestones for this season, what can we expect for next season?
I am so excited for next season. I really do anticipate us being in the same area of scoring. These girls are very determined, and I feel like now they've seen one of our team members go to state, they all want that, which is such a fun drive to have. I really do think that next year is going to be just the same, and bars will be our growing one. We have some really good bar workers right now, but they're seniors, unfortunately, so they are leaving us, but that will have some big shoes to fill for the rest of the girls.
That was head coach Annie Post of the Martin County Area Magic Gymnastics team. We'll have more on your coaches show coming up next.